Welcome to the Student Section Sports Podcast presented by Romper Takeover 2K19. All right, we're here with Jordan Pinnell, Joby, Nardi. We got a good show. We're going to talk about the Anthony Davis trade, recap the NBA Finals, talk about the U.S. Open, Women's World Cup, sports headlines that don't matter. Let's kick it off with Good Baker and Bad Baker. Nardi, go first.
All right, so my Good Baker for this week is that I got paid early this week, a day early than I usually do, because I usually get paid on the 15th and then the last day of the month. So the 15th is today, and it's on the weekend, so I get paid that Friday before the weekend, so that was good for me.
Dude, that happened to me too, but that's not my Good Baker.
I'm still waiting on that paycheck.
It's okay.
Paycheck to paycheck, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and then my Bad Baker is that football isn't here yet, but it's close. And then you got hockey and basketball that just ended, so it's really just
kind of a bittersweet Baker.
Yeah, so like, I guess it's just baseball now.
Great ending, like it's over.
Yeah,
for a while.
Yeah, it's kind of over for right now. So we're in a dull moment right now. So that's my Bad Baker.
Okay, that's fair. Joby, Good Baker, Bad Baker.
So I'm gonna start with my Bad Baker. Requires a little story time. So today after work, I get up at 5 o'clock, get back from work at 9 o'clock on the early shift, and I decided driving home, I'm going to get a Bang. If you don't know what a Bang is, it's an energy drink, and I drink it.
I didn't know where he was going with that. Yeah.
They're good.
Well, I'll never drink one again in my life because of this story, but so it gets me real hype. I cut the grass, I wash some clothes, do a bunch of other stuff. And I'm on my way to Target, and all of a sudden, I stopped the conversation I was in, and immediately, like, I gotta find a bathroom.
Well, and just for clarity, like, who were you talking to?
I was talking to Rose. I was in the car driving to Target with Rose.
By the way, shout to Rose, office manager in the building tonight. Rose, say hey to everybody.
Hey.
All right.
Continue. Brought cookies in. Made everybody happy. It's a good time. Anyways, driving to Target in the conversation with Rose. All of a sudden, I stop, and my stomach, it just starts turning. And I immediately, like, I think I'm about to have to clean my car professionally. So, long story short, I drive 5 minutes to my house, and
drop a tank.
Yeah, things done in that toilet are, might have to get that profession cleaned. It was a bad day. I cried a little bit. It was awful.
That could be a Good Baker, though.
No.
Because you won't have a bad experience like that, at least for a long time. Nothing's going to be that bad.
Dude, I don't know. I have a terrible stomach. Like, this happens, like, once a month, at least.
I can't, bad. Yeah. That's not good.
Weak stomach, yeah. Don't drink energy drinks. They're from the devil. Okay. But my Good Baker is the Michigan Wolverines. Won their first World Series game 5-3.
They did.
It's a good time.
Baseball?
Yeah, baseball. How's Ohio State doing right now?
We lost to Vanderbilt in the first round, and then we lost to... Oh, who did we lose to? I don't know.
Wait, so I know that there's a sports ban, but is the team banned? Are they out already?
No, they're still in.
Nope, they're still in.
They play tomorrow.
Piss. All right, whatever. That's fine. Okay, Good Baker, the Warriors lost the finals. Bad Baker, Canadians hold the American championship.
It's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah. So, this is something we'll have to do from time to time. So we're just going to have a moment of silence for the absence of the American trophy in our country for at least 365 days. All right, good moment.
quick silence.
So, we're gonna take a quick break, hear from a sponsor, and then we'll have the Chase Russell interview. Bree and I interviewed Chase Russell about his podcast, which is loosely Disney related, his Disney college program stuff. And his, like, presence on social media, how he got so big and all that. If you love Disney, you'll love this. If you don't love Disney, you'll probably still love it. But we're going to take a break for now and then hear from the sponsor, and then we'll hear that interview.
Okay, we're here with Chase Russell. We're going to talk to him today about his social media accounts and his experience at Disney and some other things. How's it going, Chase?
It's good. It's early. Sorry.
No, yeah, it's good.
I got y'all up.
Yeah, it's okay. Chase has spent some time in Anaheim last week, didn't you?
Yeah, I was in California last week.
Okay, yeah, he spent some time in California, and you're in Florida now? Where are
I'm
you
in
right
Florida.
Now?
Yes, I'm in Florida today.
What part? Are you at Disney World?
Oh yeah, I'm in Orlando, 5 minutes away from Disney World.
Okay, sweet, sweet. Are you doing college program stuff right now, or are you just kicking it in Disney World?
No, I'm working elsewhere, but I'm basically just kicking it, but I'm working in a different spot.
Okay, cool, cool, cool. Okay, here's something that we do is, I've explained it to you already, the good baker and the bad baker of the week. What do you got for us?
Okay, well, you already hit it on the good baker because I went to California and it was a really good time. However, this is kind of gross, but on the way back, I guess I got I don't know what I caught on the plane ride back, but I was caught a cold, and then literally, I don't know why, I've been the cold really messed me up, so that would be the bad baker. I literally woke up choking one day. I don't know why I just decided to share that, but that would be the bad baker. And let me tell you, it's really not a fun experience.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. Okay. All right. What do you got for us? The good baker and the bad baker. And I'll put you on the spot here.
You did. Yeah. Gee. How about we do yours first?
Mine first?
Yeah.
You kind of put me on the spot.
Yeah.
My good.
I had a reverse
table. Okay. Here. Good baker. Good baker is this week I have gotten to talk to Tyler Tolbert, who just got drafted by the Royals,
yes.
And Chase Russell, who's super famous for Disney stuff.
Yeah, he's a pretty cool guy.
And bad baker is my aunt's cat, which bothers me a lot.
Yeah.
All over me.
It's been bothering me a lot, too. I guess good baker would be I've been getting a lot of BP in these past few days.
What does that mean?
Batting practice.
Batting practice?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've been going into the cages and we'll go out on the field and I'll just hit dingers, you know?
Sure, yeah.
I'll just hit dingers all day. And that's been pretty fun. Bad news is I'm going to have to start making more money. So, I'm going to be forced to work more, but that's fine too, because you can't do life without money, unfortunately.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get into some of our questions for Chase. So the first question, obviously what we have to know is, who is your favorite Disney character? Or what? I don't know what the proper noun is for that.
Literally everyone asks this, but I'm the worst because I don't know. I don't know. I say Mickey Mouse. I know I say
Mickey
for that,
Mouse,
but
dude, I expected something stronger from you, bro.
What? I literally don't. What's yours? Because I don't know.
Well, see, mine would probably be Mickey Mouse as well.
There you go.
But no, okay, no. It would be Goofy's son, the one that skateboards and
dude,
stuff.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah. Okay,
Max.
I'm gonna go on a limb here,
Max.
Moana's a Disney, right? That's a Disney.
Oh yeah.
Okay, Moana, because she kind of looks like my little sister a little bit.
That's fair.
She also
literally does.
So, my girlfriend was like, "Yo, let's watch Jane the Virgin." That happened yesterday, so we watched Jane the Virgin.
I'm sorry.
And Jane the Virgin also looks like Moana. Super bad, a real life version of Moana, same facial body structure, skin tone, exactly the same as Moana.
I don't think I've seen that.
I haven't.
Yeah,
don't know about
that. Is it like a Netflix show?
It's a Netflix show. It's on Netflix. I'm not sure if it's like an original, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never
okay.
seen it.
So, all right. Well, what's your favorite ride at Disney?
Oh, God. Okay. Have you either of y'all been recently-ish?
In the past 5 years, yeah.
I haven't. I haven't actually ever been in my life. I was like one
Frick,
of those
Jordan.
That was deprived.
There's a ride.
Poor thing.
There's a ride called Flight of Passage, and it's really good. It's like one of the newer ones, but it's a simulator that's like extremely realistic, but it's really good. It's like it's in the Avatar, like it's in Pandora. So literally, probably no one has seen the Avatar movies in so long, but they built a ride for it, and it's really freaking good.
I like the Avatar.
All right, best Disney movie.
Oh, God. I'm the worst.
This is real.
Okay.
You better have your explanation ready as well.
This one is strong, and Jordan already said it, but I really love Moana. It's a good movie. It is a really freaking good movie.
And why though? Tell me what like really gets you going.
The music is good, and also like
soundtrack.
The animation is so good.
That's fair.
That's true. I can appreciate that. All right. Worst Disney movie.
The Good Dinosaur is horrible.
The Good
Dinosaur. I haven't even heard of
that. I don't even know what that is.
It's probably good that we don't know.
Should we
that
just
one.
Keep like firing these out really quick, or should we go into... I think it's funny if we
know.
Just fire them.
I like
super
to
aggressive.
Put them, yeah. Like
yeah,
to put
okay.
them, like, on the spot like this.
How do you feel about Disney buying Star Wars?
Oh, I love it. Because... I don't know. I like Star Wars movies, so now we're getting like a lot of new ones. Have y'all seen Rogue One?
Yes.
I've seen all
okay,
of them.
I love Rogue One. So
I love
I'm very
Star
happy
Wars
with it.
In general.
I do. I like J.J. Abrams. His one's the best personally. He's so talented. He's so cool. He's a good guy.
Yeah, but I think they're doing a good job because I don't know, they're really freaking good, you know? I'm glad that they're making more.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I think they're doing the best that they can get, you know?
Yep.
Okay. What's like the biggest competitor in like children's animated films to Disney?
Probably like DreamWorks or something, because Universal is like the competitor to Disney, obviously.
Right.
They have like the rights to DreamWorks, so they can use like, I guess they've had like a lot of animated movies come out, but I literally haven't seen any of them, like The Secret Life of Pets and stuff like that. So that's the biggest competitor, but I just have not seen their movies in a long
time.
They
have Shrek. They have Shrek.
They do have Shrek.
Yeah, they do have Shrek.
I'm saying, so how are you going to sit here and tell me that like Disney's better than DreamWorks?
Yeah.
Oh God.
Just it's your time to crap on Universal right now.
Yeah, you got to really stick it to them.
You got.
They're
rap.
Good. I was gonna say I can't. They're good, but I literally haven't seen any of their movies, so you know.
So,
I guess that's
so
telling.
Yeah.
Shrek was freaking great, but I literally haven't seen their movies in so long. So, I mean.
So the most famous Disney person in the world doesn't even pay attention to DreamWorks, so that's enough. That's enough of a trash right there.
It is. It's a huge trash.
I did
not
know about that.
That's a huge trash. Right. Take that.
Listen, when they
take
drop
that,
a movie
Universal.
That interests me, I will definitely go see it. But I don't want to watch.
It doesn't even spark
scene.
His interest this day.
Ooh, me and Bree just got casted for like a short for like Universal and like DreamWorks. So.
Yeah.
We can't tell you any of the information.
Yeah,
but
it's in the making right now.
Do
you feel
big.
Defeated?
A little bit.
No, I'm more inspired to crush
now.
You and Disney.
It's now a rival. We didn't understand the rivalry. It's kind of like Alabama Auburn, you know.
Yeah.
You don't really
so
truly
now we have
understand
a...
until you're there, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I like that. Okay.
But it's gonna be good.
That's
just
I guess.
Watch out for it.
All right. So
we'll see. Might watch it.
away from the like the funny questions. Let's talk about like the Disney College Program. First of all, explain what that is for people like me who kind of don't know what that is.
Yeah, so I mean, it's definitely really interesting. The Disney College Program is like, if you, I'm trying to think of how to explain it. It's kind of a first way to get into the company if you want to like grow within the company. So you come down and you live in basically college housing, like dorm style housing, and you work in operations, like frontline job, and then you take either, well, I guess you can take both. You take college classes and classes that they provide. So, like,
yeah,
I study engineering in college. So, like, when I came here, I took their engineering class. So, it's, like, it kind of teaches you, like, how they do engineering. So, maybe if you're, like, business, they'll teach you, you know, like, how do they do business within the company. So, it's a good way to, like, learn. Obviously, like, you know, it's a big company. It's very different than most companies. Like, kind of learn how they do things and, you know, where you could find a spot in the company if you want one, basically.
And to kind of go on that as well, what is your passion with Disney, I guess? You know, what's kind of stirred up you wanting to be what you want to be, I guess, is a better question.
Honestly, I think the quality, because I'm like, I don't know. I'm very impressed when Disney creates something. It's always high quality. I don't know the last thing that we... like the company has made that has been like, oh, wasn't that good, or lacks in quality. So I really like that, you know, that's like at the forefront of everything is how we're going to make a good product. But I also think, like, you know, like the storytelling is really cool, because we talked about Avatar earlier, but like, and that movie has come out, it was like the highest grossing movie, but like nobody has, it's like not a very popular movie now. However, like they built a brand new land based around the movie and the film, and it's so immersive, right, and it's got great story, and it draws like huge crowds. So to, you know, basically take like a movie that, I mean, people don't even know the main character's name of the movie, and it draws like huge crowds. Like, do you even know the main character's name? Literally nobody knows it.
No, I don't.
I would be very impressed if you did.
I did enjoy the movie, though. I actually did enjoy the movie.
Yeah, it's a great movie, because I watched it like
everybody
recent-ish.
Would tell you that, though. Like, everybody's like, oh yeah, I like that movie, but like you said, no one could really
remember it. So so it's very impressive to me that they can, you know, build a place that's so enticing.
Another quick question as well, just back on the DreamWorks real quick, do they have a college program there?
No, I think they have like an animation school at Universal, though. I'm not sure. I think they do, but they don't have like a college program, so it's pretty separate. But I think you can. I think it's expensive, though.
Disney reigns overall.
Yeah, but now that we're like directly.
Oh yeah, since we're about to stir things up.
We're gonna start the college program.
Yeah, you're right. You better watch out, Chase. We're coming. We're coming for you.
Come
we're
on,
basically
it's fun.
Just we're gonna steal all of your ideas.
Yeah.
Without, we shouldn't have told you, but we're going to steal all of them and incorporate them at DreamWorks.
Yeah.
Oh,
your roommate sent me all of your doodles and your notebook. I'm about to steal them all.
Shrek 4 coming soon. Shrek 4 coming soon.
They've kind of overdid it anyways with Shrek.
I would see it, though. I would go see it.
Kind of like the whole, like, Marvel thing, the Avengers.
Oh, don't get me started.
How do you feel about that? Did Marvel overdo it?
I'm about to. I can't believe this, but I have not seen Endgame.
Dude, speak your truth, man. I haven't either.
Yeah, we rebelled.
Wait, have
you
really not
Endgame.
Seen it?
No.
Yeah, no, we haven't. I specifically didn't go on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I know it's not hard to not go to a movie, but I specifically didn't go to this one. I had opportunities. I'll
yeah.
tell you that.
I don't even know. Like, I watched the first half of, I don't know what it was called, The Avengers. Like, well, I don't know what it was before Endgame. But I, like, watched the first half, and it was really freaking good. But then, like, I just missed the hype train for the second one and, like, didn't see it for a week, and then it just never happened.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I feel like they're pumping things out for, you know, lack of content and more for money, honestly. They're taking away the superhero aspect, you know. You got things like Ant-Man and the Wasp these days. No one cares about
Ant-Man. Yeah, that was dumb.
That was terrible.
But apparently people liked that one.
Well, I don't like them.
I think it's funny, but I literally also haven't seen it, so I can't say anything about it.
I'm just joking. I don't know. I mean, you know, moment of silence for Stan Lee.
R.I.P. Stan.
ever since that man's passed away, it's like it's gone a little downhill for me. You know,
I haven't seen Endgame, so I don't know if it's like over or not. Basically, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
yeah,
I don't really know what is coming next.
Over.
But I know,
it's over.
Do you know of any like? Do you know any details so we can just like really spoil something for anyone who hasn't seen it?
Oh yeah, you can spoil it. Oh, do you want to spoil it?
I don't even know.
Yo, I want to, but I don't know how to.
Let's say everybody dies.
Well, Iron Man dies, so.
Okay, yeah, Iron Man dies.
Dude, Robert Downey?
Yeah, he's dead. Junior?
That's crazy, dude. I didn't know that.
Okay.
He probably deserved
it. Is there anything else that we can spoil for people?
I literally don't know. That's the only spoiler I heard. And also, this movie's been out for like 4 months. Not 4 months, but like at least over 2 months, so.
Yeah, you
can definitely spoil.
I saw somewhere on like some website that I don't know, whoever made the movie lifted the spoiler ban like sometime like in April or like the beginning of May. So like we were allowed to do that, but it just makes me feel better knowing that if people are listening to this and have not seen it, they know what happens now. So
now they know.
So now they won't go see it.
Yeah. And honestly, if you haven't seen it yet, you probably weren't going to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you cannot be mad at this point if you hear a spoiler because it's been out for so long.
So, do you watch Game of Thrones?
Oh my god, I love Game of Thrones.
Actually, no. See, me and Brie both just started that.
I'm on my last
three episodes, bro.
Of the whole show?
Yeah, I was watching it live this final season. I just haven't gotten around to
it. Oh, okay. Well, don't spoil that one. But it'd be hilarious if we did. But I haven't seen the end yet.
So. Dude, it's good. I like it. I like it a lot. I haven't seen
it. I won't even spoil it, because I freaking love that show so much, so.
Who's your favorite character? What? How about this? Who's your favorite character, and which character do you think you're most like?
Oh, from Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I don't even know. It's been 2 weeks. I got to think about their names, because they're all really weird names.
Yeah, they are.
I'm trying to think of, I freaking love Tyrion. I think he was, like, my favorite. Tyrion and...
Dude. Yes.
Who else?
Okay, so you like Tyrion the best, but who are you most like, though?
I actually feel like I would be most like Tyrion.
Even though Tyrion, I'm not a midget, that's fair.
But I'm trying to think of other people.
Who's the guy who shoved the kid off the cliff in season one?
Oh, Jaime Lannister?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like him because, like I wouldn't shove a kid off of a cliff.
I feel like you might.
But it's good. Like, that was good.
Yeah.
Power move. Which, like, the motive behind him, like, shoving that boy off the cliff was also bad.
Yeah.
And shoving the boy off the cliff was bad.
Yeah.
But when he did it, I was like, dude, come on, like, nice. Like, power move.
Yeah,
right,
you
there.
Start liking him a lot more as the seasons progress.
Isn't he, like, sleeping with his sister or something?
Yeah, maybe? Incest. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's really popular, actually.
Now or then?
It's becoming more popular.
I don't think that's popular now.
Dude, I heard it's hitting the West Coast right now pretty hard.
Probably. Okay.
It's not even a bad thing in the South anymore, like, you know, like, backcountry. And so,
well, it's always been a thing here.
Yeah, but now it's like cool, you know.
I hope not. I don't think so. But how have you not finished the show? You have 3 episodes left. How have you not finished it? Because I binge so fast.
So I don't have HBO. And I have to watch it on other people's things while I'm there. And I can't exactly like show up and knock on someone's like door and be like, hey, what's up? Can I watch your TV for like 2 hours real quick? I don't really know how to start that conversation.
Yeah, I also didn't have HBO. I used my friends, but I was not about to buy it because, like, that Game of Thrones was the only show on HBO that was good. I mean, I don't know anything else.
Yeah,
DreamWorks is actually going to buy Game of Thrones if it wasn't already over.
Honestly, that would be a good purchase.
Yeah, that would be a great purchase. That would be a purchase they probably
But then would they make it animated? But would that make it better if it was animated?
No, that'd make it kind of weird, actually.
I could see Game of Thrones being a comic book.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably already a comic book. Like, yeah. They probably already made, like, parodies to it.
Yeah, they had to have.
But, yeah, I guess my favorite character in it is Jon Snow. But I feel like I'm more like Daenerys, whatever how you say it. The dragon lady.
Yeah.
Because she's super hot.
I loved Arya. Arya's like maybe my favorite, actually.
She, like, dude, my least favorite. You would think it would be Cersei. It's not. You know who it is? That the ginger girl. What's her name?
Oh, wait, Sansa?
Sansa?
Wait, no, give it, like, time.
Sucks. No,
give it time.
She's a brat, dude.
Wait, you don't have time to give it. You've only got 3 episodes.
Dude, I got 3 episodes left, bro. There's no more time I can give her.
Oh, frick. I don't remember, like...
She's a brat. Okay, she's gone through a lot, sure. But be nice, you know?
I don't know if you've seen... I don't know. She turns around at the end, I thought. I don't know if you've seen the episode. I don't know how close to the end it was.
Dude, I don't think anything could turn me around at this point. I think she's pretty stuck in my head. I think I've got her stereotyped already.
Okay. We gotta stop talking about Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, you're
I'm
so
only
good,
like 6 episodes in.
It is.
Well,
it's great.
I've got the same problem. So Hulu has like an affiliation with HBO, and so I thought with my Spotify like student membership that also got me free Hulu that I would get the HBO, but that's not included in the package. So I was like super lit, and I was like, okay, I'll get to watch Game of Thrones a lot, and then you know. I couldn't. So I've been like stagnant in my viewership because I have no way to watch it.
Yeah, that sucks.
But okay. We forgot to keep asking questions about the college program. But is there classes in that or do you just work?
Yeah, I took classes like 2 days out of the week and then worked the rest. So, I mean, it's a balance, I guess, but it really wasn't hard to balance because those 2 days I just knew that I was going to class all day or for the majority of the day.
Are they like English math classes or are they like Disney classes?
No, it's like Disney. I took like an engineering class and then I took, we talked about like the different disciplines of engineering that they need and, you know, have at Disney. And then I also took a business leadership class where we just talked about, you know, like leadership principles within the company and talked about, you know, the different divisions of leadership from like, you know, operations, which is like, you know, in the parks to maybe marketing, et cetera. So, I mean, there's a ton of like jobs in business, obviously, at the company.
Yeah, that's what you're actually. I know this because I was on your like, so I sit at a desk all day at work and just don't do anything. So I like went to, I was on LinkedIn and I went to your LinkedIn page because I saw you on suggested.
Dude, you're stalking him on LinkedIn?
Pretty much. I had to do my research.
You know, you get like a notification if you go on somebody's LinkedIn.
Yeah, I know. Dude, I'll tell you who I saw on my LinkedIn after we get done doing this, but who had like looked up my page.
Yeah.
But yeah, I saw that you're like, well, it says that you already have your master's in business, which isn't true.
No.
I think it probably has
like a completion date on it somewhere, but I don't even
it
know.
It does. It did. It said 2021.
Yeah,
but I wanted to kind of attack you there and say that you pretended
you
that you already have your
master's.
You
got him, dude. You got him.
I wish
how does that
I
make
had
you
it.
Feel? How does that make you feel, Chase? You just got in you right there.
I feel
yeah,
fine,
you,
honestly.
You just toasted.
No, you don't have your master's yet.
I don't, and I also hate college, so I literally don't, I don't even, I know I'm going to get it, but I literally hate college, so.
Do you like it at Alabama, or do you wish you would have gone somewhere else?
No, I like Alabama, I just hate going to school every day, from like 8 to 5. Well, literally, I just go to class and then study the whole day and then do it again the next day. So it kind of sucks.
Okay.
I just study the whole time.
Backstory, Chase graduated with us, but at a different school.
Mm-hmm.
But basically with us.
A rival
school. A rival school, like 2.4 miles down the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how we know him so well. We don't just know famous people. We just kind of went to school with him. Close enough.
Right.
Yeah. And then Bree goes to Alabama with him, and I don't.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so.
He's too cool to hang out with. Man. All right. Yeah, he's always.
I saw Chase at graduation because, like, our brothers are in the same class.
Yeah.
Hewitt. And, like, before that, I couldn't tell you. Like, in high school, we hung out a lot because of, like, youth group, stuff like that, and, like, whatever. Yep. But, like, since college, you've always been, like, in a different state, I feel like.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I'm just freaking busy. But, I don't know. I guess there's times, too, like, when all, it's, like, rare, but when we all, like, go back to our hometown, then we hang out usually maybe, like, once, but everyone's so busy.
Yeah. So how long have you actually been, like, gone? Like, how much time did you spend, like, on Alabama's campus in the past, like, 3 years?
So, I went to Alabama for a year and a half, and then I moved to Florida for a year. Then I went back to Alabama for 6 months. Now, then I went to California. Then I just got back to Florida, and I'll be in Florida till January. And then I go back to Alabama for a year, and then I'm done. Thank God.
Dude, that's so complex compared to, like, us. Like, we just go to school and then that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Step one, go to school.
That's it. That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
One,
yeah.
Get up. That's it.
I mean, it kind of sucks, but it's worth it.
I'm also in my
sixth house, I think, in, like, 2 years.
Yeah.
Sixth house. So, like, you've lived with different guys?
Yeah.
Wait, sixth house total, not, like, in Tuscaloosa?
No. I had, like, dorm, apartment, Disney College program, apartment, house, and now I'm in a house here. So, yeah, 6 houses in 2 years.
Wow.
I literally am so sick of moving.
I bet. I'd attack white at that point.
But, dude, okay. I might be able to combat you there. So I lived in Bree's dorm for, like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, 6 weeks.
By the way, there was one bed.
There was one bed, and me and my roommate would, like, we had to share a couch, basically. Like, so we basically slept sitting up every night on Bree's couch because we couldn't get into our apartment in Tuscaloosa until the middle of September because of, like, the lease got messed up or something. So I lived in Bree's dorm. Then we lived in an apartment in Tuscaloosa for, I guess, 10 months, 10 and a half, whatever it was. Then I moved back with my parents. After freshman year, I went back to Trustville. Then, like, I had a short stint at Cole Underwood's house.
Yeah.
And then I lived at our house downtown.
Mm-hmm.
That's 5. And now I live back in Trustville, 6. So,
holy crap.
I'm right there with you.
It's not fun.
It's not fun, but I spent, like, a good, like, a little over 2 years in the house downtown. So that was good.
Yeah. And,
but during the other, like, year, I've lived in 5 other places.
So. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that works.
That's how it was, though, like, all my life.
Over the place. Yeah, you've been place to place. You're definitely a rambling man.
Yeah, I'm well traveled.
You're cultured.
Yeah. Okay.
I think we need to ask him as well.
There's one super important question here.
I know we need to do this one as well.
Okay.
Because real quick, Chase, I was wondering if you could tell, because I don't think we hit this, your social media.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I completely forgot about that.
That's been a huge influence on your creativity, I think, and along with your passion as well, and for you to, like, be able to put that on a social media like Instagram, for example, and people really actually like it a lot too, because it's good content, it's good stuff. But I thought you'd start out with shouting out your personal Instagram and then your famous one, or your most followed one, and then tell us a little bit about what really stirred you in the direction of sharing your passion with others, you know?
Yes. So my personal Instagram is ChaseR22. And I guess, like, obviously that's kind of just my personal one. And then the one that I've had for like 8 years is called Imagineer Insta. And so over 8 years, it's got to 160 something thousand followers, which is really crazy to me.
Wow. But that's
awesome. Really cool. But like 8 years ago, I don't even know if I had a I bet I did have my personal, but like 8 years ago, Instagram was obviously very different than what it is today. Because
yeah, for sure.
It was like you didn't edit your photos, then post them. There were like, wasn't stories. So it was more of like, it was like a forced creative outlet. Like people would like whenever it started, people would use Instagram to just like, I mean, play photographer. Basically no one posted photos of themselves. They would take like cool photos and like put a filter on it. And it was more like creative. So right. When I started like 8 years ago, I was like, well, I was going to Florida a lot. And I was like, I don't want to post this all on my own Instagram because I was like, people don't want to see it every single day, basically. So then for like,
right.
Probably like 5 years, I posted a photo like every single day. And I mean, over time, people just started following and it just got bigger and bigger. So, and I guess it hit like a peak though. At some point. Yeah. There's like probably.
Yeah.
It definitely peaked at some point, but then now it's more chill of like, I just post when I want because it's changed a lot.
Yeah. Well, and now you're able to pick and choose from pictures. I'm sure back then you're more like, you know, content, just trying to put it out as much as you can. And you didn't really like, as long as it was something like decent, like, you know, as long as you're getting out there. But now, especially being there, you can pick from things that you think are the best, you know, out of, you know, say 30 pictures or something like that as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, because when I started, I was like in middle school or high school. I wasn't living in Florida. Yeah. So, yeah, it's
right.
Basically like whatever photos I had taken previously. Now it's more like I can do whatever I want. Like, you know, I can go out and shoot some photos and then pick two of the best and then share them like, you know, once a week if I feel like it. So it's different.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. What, one more really quick, cause I know you're running out of time on your end. How did that, like the transition of that into your podcast? Is it, I've listened to a few episodes. Is it, it's not directly like tied down to Disney, is it? But how did that like, your social media stuff transition into kind of like the podcast?
Yes. Yeah, so again, because social media, like, and really Instagram changed a lot. It went from not like everyone was anonymous on Instagram, you know, back in the day, but it was more of like not focused on personalities. But now with like stories and stuff, you know, everyone you follow on Instagram, you probably know what they look like. So it's much more of like a personality kind of thing now, social media is. And so over the years, you know, I got to like share more of my personality on my personal, so that grew as well. And then it kind of just not transitioned away from like Disney, but it just got more personal, so it kind of turned into things I like and not just one facet of my life that I like. On like my podcast and other social media, like my personal and YouTube, we just kind of went to like a more broad content base of you know, like other things I like I mean, my podcast is focused around college education, even though I just said I hate it. I think it's interesting just because I like to talk about what people want to do in their life. So, you know, it went to maybe like, you know, broader interest of Disney, travel, education of like, you know, what people, you know, I guess career more than education.
Right.
And then like, it sounds weird to say friends, but like me and my friends hang out a lot. So that's a lot of what my media has turned into as well. So it's definitely gotten broader, but it's definitely all because, you know, when there was no stories, all you did was post a photo and people either liked the photo or not. But now it's like, well, they like you or they don't, you know, more than your photos.
Yeah.
So
No,
it's gotten a lot more complex.
Yeah.
And that there, have you ever listened to one? Did you know he had a podcast?
Yeah, yeah. I think you're the one that told me.
Yeah, I'm sure I've showed you an episode, but there. I like the concept where you're kind of it's almost not storytelling, but experience telling.
Yeah.
From other people, because you have a social media presence and kind of a personality established for yourself, so people kind of want to hear what you have to say, and it's cool to hear your experience with stuff on college, because we're all doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. And it's refreshing because a lot of people know who Chase Russell is, and he does the same stuff.
Yeah, especially in a culture where careers and career paths kind of define you these days, everybody's obsessed with what you're doing or what you want to do. And I feel like in past generations, that didn't really matter, as long as you were making money, that's what mattered, But now it's if it makes you happy and you're following your dreams, which is good though. I like that,
It's weird, important. But it probably all ties back to social media. Cause you said, back in the day, no one cared what you did, or not no one cared, but your career wasn't as important because no one knew. But now it's on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So it's more
everywhere.
A presence. That's but that's
true.
Why
that's,
I think
that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. That's why I think I liked it too, because I guess the purpose of starting the podcast was there's times so many of my friends, say I've got 20 friends in my friend group, but we have conversations, but they're so surface level. So I wanted to start the podcast and say, talk more about what do you want to do in your life? Because everyone has some idea of at least what they're going to study. But most of the time when you're sitting, having coffee or are just hanging out, sitting on their couch, you're not having a deep conversation about what are you going to do in your life? How are you going to pay for food and et cetera? So that's kind of what the purpose of it was.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like that a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I know you said you're on a different time, but I know the minutes that we have. So our closing question, and by far the most important that we have.
Easy.
How do you feel about men wearing rompers?
Men rompers.
Is it still a thing? Romp hymns. Duh.
Romp.
Oh, Romper Takeover 2K19.
It's a thing, and it's starting
now.
Did you have one, Jordan, or no?
No, I don't, but it's because I've been busy. Otherwise, I would have purchased one already.
I swear we knew someone that had a romp him.
Well, it's about to be me.
It's also about to be me as well.
I think you'll need American flag rompers.
I agree. When are you going to be back in Birmingham, Tuscaloosa area?
January.
January, jeez. Okay, I can work with that.
We might have to get the winter, winter romp him.
A jumpsuit.
A long romper.
Let's do this. We'll stay in touch, and we'll set up a romper photo shoot between the three of us next January.
Okay, yeah, they'll have something to look forward to on social media then.
Oh, it's going down.
Yeah, we're gonna make a huge push for male romper photo shoot January 2K20.
It kind of
defeats the purpose of Romper Takeover 2K19 because we're not having our photo shoot until 2020.
We can build. You can build the hype in 2019.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. We're gonna build the foundation to it all. And by the time he's just going to be the icing on the cake.
We might have 70 guys by then, though.
That's true. Yeah. It might just be a regular thing for you. You probably will have a romper by January on your own terms.
We'll try to design you one where it has all your social media handles on the back.
And
just
Mickey
print it across
Mouse
it.
On the front.
Mickey Mouse on the front and at Chase R22 as the name, a football jersey. Almost.
Yeah. Right.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
We all need romper jerseys. I'm so weak.
Romper jerseys.
Oh my. Did we just discover something?
I think we
have.
I'm not sure that we should have said it, though, because now somebody could steal it.
Someone could totally steal our idea. By the way, that's patent pending, copyrights by Student Section Sports.
Yeah.
So you can't steal our idea.
Can't steal it. But anyways, we've run you past your limit. What is your final statement for the people?
Final statement. Everybody will remember you from these words right here.
Oh, Lord. Have fun. I don't know. I hated college, so I left. Well, I didn't leave, but I just kept taking my break. So
have fun. Well, Chase, I appreciate you coming on, dude. I really do. I miss you. I haven't seen you in too long. It's been quite a while.
Technically, like, 3 weeks, but we didn't really talk that much. So in January, we'll recoup.
Oh, we'll rekindle like a burning flame, baby.
Oh.
So hard. But I just wanted to say thanks again. I know it's early. It's earlier for us.
Yeah.
Than you, but I appreciate you having some tea with us this morning.
Yes. Good conversation. I appreciated having you on.
But
always.
I guess we'll let you go, man. Again, thank you. And good luck with everything. I appreciate the things you're doing. And can't wait to see what you do next.
Sweet. Thank you, guys. It was fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
A good morning conversation.
Yep, indeed. All right, well, that's all we got. So I guess until next time, Chase.
See ya.
All right, we're back. We're going to start off with the finals recap. Nardi, kick off the finals recap.
So Kawhi did it. Put the team on his back, won finals MVP, and stole the Larry O'Brien trophy from America.
He did.
And indeed. Took it back to Canada with him.
He's toting that thing around with Drake.
Oh, yeah.
Him and Drake are.
Oh, yeah.
Drake posted a picture of himself, I'm pretty sure, with the Raptors jersey on, like with the classic snuggling the trophy of Michael Jordan. It was interesting. I was like, Drake, you didn't play any minutes, but
so
I respect it.
Kawhi won the Conn Smythe of basketball last night.
Wow. That's
what he did.
Yeah.
I think LeBron claimed the Conn. I'm sorry, not LeBron. I think Drake. LeBron didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
I think Drake claimed the Conn Smythe, though.
Yeah.
Who won the regular season Conn Smythe of basketball? Have they announced that yet?
No, it's being announced
soon,
though. I think it's going
to
be Giannis.
Giannis.
I was about to say Giannis, but
Giannis, Conn Smythe.
Prediction.
Antetokounmpo.
Prediction. That
Conn Smythe is his middle name now. Who's going to win the Conn Smythe of college football this year?
That's tough because there's so many X factors this year. You don't know which quarterbacks are going to be good. I mean, you know which ones, but you don't know. I mean, probably.
Yeah.
I can see Lawrence. But
no way.
You don't think so?
Jacob Eason.
I could see.
That's an interesting point.
Watch,
there.
Dude. He's gonna go berserk this year.
I could
year.
See Texas quarterback winning it.
All right. So finals. Game 6. Raptors won it. Steph Curry missed the game winner. He was
he's 0-9.
0-9 in the series.
Yeah. Steph Curry with the shot though.
No.
No, he was 0-9 with the shot in that series for, what was it, for go-ahead shots?
So he's 0-9 in career playoff games with under 20 seconds.
You know who's not 0-9?
LeBron.
Clay.
LeBron's 9-21.
Yeah, but LeBron's out right now. He's not
That's
in
true.
The conversation.
Well,
actually, he
well,
is
Well,
now.
He is
yeah,
now
he is.
With the news that
but,
we got today.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
It was a good game, though. I didn't watch it until. So, I took a huge snooze during that game. I came home from work and passed out until, like, 8:45.
It's a good time.
And then I woke up to a phone call. Then I went and forgot the game was on. Me and Ashley went to, like, eat some food or something. And I remembered frantically that the finals game was on, so we went to my parents' house and caught like the last 5 minutes of it. Good game. Boy, it was a good 5 minutes. I'm assuming it was that close the whole time.
Yeah, I feel like all those games were within like 5 or 10 points for the most part.
Yeah.
No, they were.
There was one game where it was kind of a blowout though. I think it was game two.
Oh, by the way, we're live updating you guys on Canadian football today. Winnipeg Jets versus...
Not the Winnipeg Jets. We'll just call them Winnipeg.
We'll just call them Winnipeg because that's what they are. And then Boston College.
What are they called? Winnipeg what?
I have absolutely no clue. I've never watched Canadian football.
And the other team, their initials are BC. BC just returned. Winnipeg 14, BC 12. They're going for
two right now.
Yeah. Canada's just winning. They just won an NBA championship.
Yep.
They're playing Canadian football on ESPN DOS.
So we're looking at Romper Takeover 2K19, Canada Takeover 2K19.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Canada, the second highest rated country
if Canadian
in
football,
the world right now.
Canadian football is on ESPN 2. I can only imagine what's on ESPN the Ocho. It's going to be some wild scene on ESPN the Ocho.
Probably dodgeball.
I was thinking darts. Darts. Just competitive.
Okay,
darts.
But darts is serious. So, anyways, we have Canadian champions. They stole our trophy. So, I saw this question circulating on Twitter. Do they go to the White House or do they go to the Canadian White House?
Oh, they go to the Canadian Parliament.
Parliament.
Absolutely.
Call it the White House. It sounds cooler.
We'll call it the Canadian White
House. Wait, so they're not going to the White House in America?
I don't think so.
I don't think Trump's going to allow them to come in there.
Trump's trying to build a wall to Canada. Like, come on.
Yeah. He's starting with Mexico first, and then he's going all the way. He's going up.
Let's be honest. That wall will never be built.
Yeah, it will.
Okay.
Pending 2020. Pending. The wall's going to happen, whether you like it or not. Okay, so that's enough about the finals. We get it. The Canadians beat us. Anthony Davis traded to the Lakers today. The Lakers sent Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, the fourth pick in the upcoming draft, and two future first-round picks.
It's a lot.
We all saw this coming.
Yeah, I thought they were going to trade him to New York. I thought they were going to try to get Kyrie out of the deal, but that didn't happen.
Yeah.
But Anthony Davis has, like, repeatedly said he didn't want to go to Boston, so.
Yeah.
Which is respectable.
Yeah, but.
L.A. or Boston? Come on.
Yeah, I'm LA. Taking L.A. every time. It's colder in Boston.
It is colder in Boston. That's got to be, like,
up there.
Do you think, though?
It's going to be a hamstring.
So now the Pelicans are going to have Zion, Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart.
Pelicans are going to be nice with it.
Yeah, does Drew Holiday still play there?
Yeah.
He's yeah, still there. No, they're gonna be pretty sweet with it.
They're in the East.
They're in the West.
They're in the West. How are they in the West?
It doesn't make a lick of sense to me.
Gosh, I don't understand.
I think it's because there's so many teams on the East Coast.
Yeah,
like there's.
But I feel like there's like seven teams in California is what it feels like.
Yeah.
You got
well, there's
the Lakers, the Clippers, the Kings, Golden State. I feel like there's one more.
There's three in Texas.
I don't know.
Yeah.
RIP Supersonics. There's four in Texas. San Antonio, Houston, Dallas. That's it. That's three.
Yeah, that's three.
That's three.
Yeah.
Supersonics are coming back. The Grizzlies are in the West, though, and they're in Memphis.
Yeah.
Big Grizzlies fan.
Yeah, so, like...
Big-time Grizzlies fan.
They have to play the Warriors probably...
Twice, I think.
Three.
It's got to be more than that.
Yeah, so you play your divisional teams
four times.
You play the rest of your conference three times. You play the opposite conference twice.
Okay.
And it adds up to 82 that way. So the Grizzlies probably have to, on alternating years, have to travel to Oakland
twice. Yeah.
And, like, all the way to, like, Sacramento.
I'd be excited. Get out of Memphis for a day.
It's always
a
good thing to get out
Absolutely.
Of Memphis.
Yeah.
Not big fans of Memphis.
No, we don't love Memphis here.
Oh, wow. That was
so,
that's a
it.
Fumble.
Who do you think like won the trade, though?
The Pelicans.
I think the Pelicans did.
Absolutely.
You really? Got three first-round picks, one of them being the fourth pick this year. So you're guaranteed Zion, and then you're guaranteed another top four player other than what it looks like right now is Ja Morant's going two, and then RJ's going three.
And you have a young team.
Yes.
And all they had before was pretty much Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
And I think you get more bodies in there that are good at basketball, they're gonna surprise some people.
Yeah, but and if Brand, you think okay, of, Brandon Ingram's pretty good.
He's just a year older than us, right?
Brandon Ingram?
Yeah, I think he's only 22, yeah, 23.
He's close to our age.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, we'll all be 22 this year.
Yeah, but, like, he's still young. Josh Hart's still young. Lonzo's still young.
I think
young.
They're going to be great.
I think they will be, too.
The problem is that Drew Holiday's, like, their vet.
Yeah.
That's a problem. Wait, I don't think he's...
If they could get, like, a veteran, like, center that they can get, dude, like, in the offseason or something, that
I
would
think
be
they
awesome.
Are getting a veteran.
Who?
What's that guy's name?
Jackie Moon?
No. LaVar Ball. He said he's coming out of retirement. Oh. He's going to put the jersey on. He's going to play some power forward. He's been calling out LeBron on Instagram.
He has been.
He's trash. I mean...
Yeah?
Well, I mean, you know, LaVar. LaVar's going to... LaVar.
Yeah.
You get all four LaVar brothers and their dad, or three LaVar brothers and their dad. Unstoppable.
LaVar brothers.
The Ball brothers.
The Ball brothers?
They're LaVar's kids. So the LaVar brothers.
Yeah.
The middle one's not making it to the NBA. He's trash.
He's awful.
He got kicked off of UCLA. Now he's playing overseas.
He was stealing sunglasses in China.
Yeah.
That's good, though.
It's good for morale.
It's good for Big Baller Brand.
Yeah.
Well, Big Baller Brand's dead now. So.
Is it really? Yeah. They canceled that?
Who killed it?
Allen. Their inside guy. He was stealing money from the company. He stole
good for Allen.
He stole like over $1 million.
Get out, Allen.
Yeah.
Did he get to keep that money though?
I don't know.
I think he's in jail.
He might be because he's been in jail before for like money laundering and stuff like that. So
leave it to LeVar to hire a guy that's already been in jail for stealing money.
I mean, he changed his ways, bro. Like when
that's what he said.
Do people change their ways?
Sometimes.
Usually they don't.
If you steal more, you score more. Unless you save more. Fact.
Then you don't have to steal more.
If you save more, you don't have to steal more. Exactly.
Yeah.
You'll still score more.
Yeah.
Unless you're LaVar Ball.
Yeah.
Then you just don't
score. No, he's loaded.
Is he? Well,
yeah, they've got money.
He does live in Chino Hills, so.
It took him, like, a long time to figure out that, like, millions were being stolen from him. He's sitting pretty nice.
Well, not a smart guy.
Their house is nice.
Chino Hills, bro?
Yes.
No, yeah. Nice place. By the way, update on the game. We're headed into halftime. Winnipeg 14, BC 14.
All locked up at 14.
All locked up. Conn Smythe probably going to Mike Riley of BC.
Wow.
He's the quarterback. He just threw a beautiful slant route to a receiver who will go unnamed.
I also think we have found Coach Tomlin from the Pittsburgh Steelers doppelbanger. I wish y'all could see this guy.
Yeah.
You can if you go to ESPN Dose.
ESPN The Doso.
The Doso?
Yeah. He's wearing his hat all crooked.
I think I'm not even like joking. I think he has a grill in. Like there's no joke at all about that.
He's 15 for 19 for 201 yards. That's not bad.
Yeah. Why is this guy not starting for the Tennessee Titans?
That's what I'm saying.
The Tennessee Titans need a quarterback desperately.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Marcus Mariota? Awful.
Yeah.
That
was a good try.
Of the Kawhi Leonard
So
laugh.
Joby tried to play the Kawhi Leonard laugh, but forgot to turn the volume up on his phone. But yeah, Mariota's trash. If they ran a wildcat with Derrick Henry at quarterback.
They do it occasionally.
Yeah.
He can probably throw the ball.
No, he tried.
He did.
Actually, it wasn't terrible, but I would not trust that guy's arm.
They need to Photoshop some like training camp videos of Derrick Henry launching bombs to make teams think he can throw it.
I'm sure they got a good video guy.
They have to.
I mean, Nashville production. music.
Okay, Nashville.
They got a good guitar player on the team. I'm sure of that.
Nashville thinks they have like everything. It's just a bunch of people that say they're good at everything. Yeah, everyone thinks they're a musician. Everyone thinks they're like a movie producer, and everyone thinks that they could take Mariota's spot. Everyone probably could take Mariota's spot.
I feel like I don't know. That's pass interference.
That should be a flag. And he threw it. Yep.
What color? Are their flags red?
I think so. I think that was a red flag.
That's terrible.
It's like they challenge everything.
So, yeah, when we said we were going to halftime, there's still 9 seconds left. It's been the longest 10 seconds in the history of football. But,
you know, it's what the longest 1 second in football was.
Dude. No, there's a sports band. There's a band.
I'm sorry.
There's a band. Don't start. Okay, Joby, so we talked about the Anthony Davis trade. Did y'all see this almost falls under sports headlines that don't matter but doesn't quite make the cut. Did y'all see where KD and Kyrie met in New York?
I did not.
No.
Oh, I saw it today on something. That doesn't matter. But it kind of matters.
Yeah. It matters a little bit.
Yeah.
Have to retry on that one.
What?
I'm just kidding.
No, it matters. It matters a little bit. No, there's definitely sports headlines that don't matter though. But that's not. It's like a sports headline that kind of matters.
Yeah, it's
also yeah. Sports headlines that kind of matter are super fans. Boris the chinchilla for the Blues.
Yeah.
You saw that, right?
I did. Yeah.
Cutest chinchilla.
Or which one of y'all said y'all saw it?
Both of us.
Yeah, and he was dancing in the cup. That was incredible. Yeah. The guy who wears a turban to the Raptors game kind of matters. It wouldn't have mattered if they lost. It shouldn't matter. If we wore a turban to a basketball game, we wouldn't make it on TV.
I wouldn't be wearing a turban, so.
Yeah.
It would kind of be cool.
Maybe.
It's like wearing a romper.
But rompers are stylish, though. I don't know if a turban's really stylish.
You can get a... I feel like that's not a good thing to be talking about.
I don't know.
Let's move on.
Are turbans like a touchy subject?
I think so.
I don't know.
That's stupid. All right, Joby, recap the U.S. Open.
The U.S. Open.
I haven't watched a single minute of it.
So, Tiger started off even on the day, finished even on the day. Not much happening. The leader right now is Gary Woodland at 11 under, which is incredible. Brooks Koepka, number one golfer in the world, at 7 under. These guys, the conditions of the course right now are absolutely perfect, so they're playing great golf. We'll see who wins tomorrow. That's all we've really got going on. Sunday's a big day in golf. You'll see Tiger in red.
Yep.
Tiger shoots a projected birdie on every hole. He'll win it, but if not...
That's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
But it's Tiger on Sunday, though.
Sunday Tiger's a scary man.
Okay, tell me if I'm wrong here. Is it not more fun to watch, like, crappy golf rather than good golf?
Completely wrong.
Because you get to see more golf if they're playing crappy golf. They hit the ball more times. They shoot more.
They do score more if they shoot more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's better to see crappy golf. From, like, a viewership standpoint, if you want to see a lot of golf. Because if everybody hits 10 under, it's going to be over within, like, 2 hours.
It's more exciting. Would you rather see a triple bogey or a hole in one?
Well, it depends who.
Well, if I'm the one hitting the triple bogey, it'll be hilarious.
Fun fact.
So you need some people to shoot 17 to 25 over. Because you got to have that one guy you're rooting for to hit, like, miss every shot.
Yeah.
Because it's hilarious.
Molinari.
Yeah, you want to see someone.
Francisco Molinari.
Snap their club over there.
Sergio Garcia.
Yeah.
All the Italians.
Yeah.
Not a big fan of the Italian golfers on the tour.
They're an angry
bunch of people.
So I watch the Masters. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm an avid golf watcher.
I used to play golf avidly. Then I graduated high school and have not played a round since.
You know what we should do?
Play golf.
Yes, but we should get a little scramble tournament going.
Okay.
Winner takes all.
Takes all of what?
All.
Just okay. Off. Okay. Whatever we come up with.
Okay, we can do that. We have to play like Roebuck or something because it's like $1 a hole to play there. It's like
I have bad memories of Roebuck.
Last time I played golf with Nardi at Roebuck, I think it was hole
7 or 8.
It's hole 7 on the par. No, it was hole 8 on the dogleg right.
Yep.
Going over the creek.
Oh yeah.
Nardi hits his 4th shot. Continues to throw his club at a tree.
Tomahawked it at a tree.
Tomahawked it. Hits directly in the middle of the tree.
Yep. Just it was nice. It was a great throw.
Like he's just calling.
So
yeah,
needs to be a tomahawk thrower
or an axe thrower.
So senior year of high school, Bree and Hunter and I went to play around at Grayson Valley, and Bree was hitting like a 5-iron from like 170 out or something.
Favorite club in the back,
huh?
Favorite club in the back.
It's a great club. So it was like it's like a soft left. It had to have been hole. Have you played Grayson Valley?
Yeah.
Like
15.
No. Like 7.
Oh, okay.
Because it goes 7, 8's the par 3, and then 9 goes off the hill, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was 7. Breeze hitting from like 170, 180 out. Shanks it in the woods. Launches his 5-iron in the air. He gets it stuck in the tree. And so they were like, crap, we got to get that out. So Hunter throws his up to knock Breeze down, gets his stuck. And they were trying to get me to throw mine up there to knock theirs out. And I wasn't doing it. So they got three or four clubs stuck up there before they finally knocked them all down at once with with another of their clubs. That was funny.
That's eventful.
Yeah, one time I used to go play by myself so I could lie about my score. I went to play one at...
I played with people and still lie about my score.
Yeah.
I played a round at Roebuck. I was playing 18 by myself on like a Saturday or Sunday. And I got stuck on 8, I think. The par 5 on the front 9.
Oh.
Yeah, torrential downpour. I was under that tiny little awning,
Yeah. Just
soaked. And, like, the awning was doing me no good because the rain was coming from the side. Soaking wet, ruined my phone. Everything I owned was soaked. My wallet soaked. And I didn't drive. Like, so I was there with someone.
Did you play by yourself?
No, I was with JT, and he left. He was like, it's raining. I was like, well, I'll just finish the round and get someone to come pick me up. So I was going to text somebody on, like, 14 or something and be like, hey, come pick me up. Downpour on 8. Miserable. Because I couldn't go anywhere.
Did your phone die?
Dude, my phone got soaked. But I had a ride on the way. My phone was toast. Soaking wet.
Do you know it would have been awful if your ride wasn't on the way and then your phone was toast?
I would have been walking from Roebuck all the way back to Trussville. Somebody would have had to find me eventually before I had to walk home.
I don't know. I think you would have made it home.
There's no way I would have walked that
home. A good jog?
No, because it was pouring rain. I had a bag of golf clubs. I wasn't doing it.
Bad day.
Yeah. Terrible day. Yeah. Women's World Cup tomorrow, 11 a.m.
Chile.
Chile.
Yeah.
Better watch it.
Let's go to predictions. Nardi, what do you got? Oh, wise.
7-0 U.S.
Okay.
Women, or U.S. women's is going to win by at least more than 5.5 goals. I can promise you that.
That's the under over right there, 5.5.
That's the spread.
The spread?
Yeah.
Spread.
They're favored by 5.5.
I'm going to go 6-1. 6-1?
6-1.
Yeah.
7-1.
7-1?
7-1.
7-1.
No. 7-0. I like that better.
That's right. We got to shut every team out we play.
Yeah.
So I looked at the thing. The U.S. is 5-0 in their last 5 games.
Yeah.
And then Chile.
They scored on?
I don't know. I just know that I just know we've won 5 straight. And then Chile is 0-3-2.
In what? Like World Cup?
Okay, so
play?
They're worse than
the last I don't know team. If it's World Cup play, but just in general.
They're last in the worst team.
Yeah. They've lost 3 games and they've drawn in their other 2 games in their last 5.
How did we get in such an easy pool play?
Because we won it.
Okay, that makes sense.
I would think
they
so.
They usually get like the death group though.
usually.
Every World Cup. No, the women's. I heard an interview.
Don't they usually win it, though?
Yeah, yeah. We usually get out of
pool. Because they're the best.
Yeah.
How is men's soccer so bad?
I don't know. I have no clue. Soccer in America is terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, except for the women's.
It's just not. Nobody cares. We've got football, basketball.
Yeah. What, like,
baseball, your
what region of America is heavy on soccer? Is that a thing in America?
Like the West.
Utah.
No, they're just Mormons.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, you hit it on the nail right there.
That was pretty good.
It's not a lie. Yeah. Straight up.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, I can't even deny that one. Okay, well, that's all the stuff we have to talk about. Do you have any more final statements to the people?
I'm hoping next year in the NBA, the Americans will retain the trophy. Well, pretty embarrassing.
The Lakers are favored right now to win the championship, 7-2.
No chance they make the playoffs.
That's not happening. No. They'll make the playoffs. They'll get bounced by the Rockets in the second round.
So, I think the Lakers will be at least a 6 seed.
I'm thinking LeBron gets hurt because he's an old man.
That's not going to happen either.
And AD has knee issues.
Knee issues.
Because he's 7-1.
Okay, true. And he already has knee issues, doesn't he?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. I think the Lakers will be a 4 seed. And I think the
Rockets will be a 5?
1 seed. They'll catch the Lakers in the second round of the playoffs.
Okay. Okay.
Golden State will be a 2 seed.
I was about to say, what's happening with Golden State? Who all is on contract?
Curry.
Curry is. KD and Clay have options to re-sign.
Cousins, I don't think, is going to re-sign either.
Mm-mm, no.
I think it's just him and Draymond, really, that are contracted.
So Curry could be gone.
No.
Potentially.
No. Curry's locked in.
He's locked up for 4 or 5 years. Yeah.
Yeah, he's locked.
Him and Draymond,
Draymond's locked.
Yeah.
KD and Clay could split and make it really fun.
What if KD and Clay both go to Brooklyn with Kyrie?
Well, then they'd still be bad because KD and Clay aren't playing for at least the first 70 games of the season.
Yeah, but they just kind of make Kyrie can take somebody to the playoffs.
No, he couldn't with the Cavs before LeBron got there.
That's true.
Yeah.
He barely could with the Celtics with, like, a ton of young players around him.
That were really good. Or, like, they're above. The
Celtics should have been better.
They should have.
They should have been so much better.
I saw something saying that Kemba Walker might go to the Lakers as well.
Yeah, there's something that the Lakers are now targeting Kemba.
If they get Kemba Walker too, I could see them potentially making the finals.
What about
if,
Yeah. He's getting old though.
He's trash. I don't think he can't score very well.
But it's Cardiac Kemba, bro.
Where do you come up with this stuff?
No.
What does that mean?
I heard it. There was, I swear, like, during one of the games, he hits a game-winning shot, and the commentator was like, Cardiac Kemba. That's what he called him.
He goes for the heart.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Goes for the dagger.
I mean, I don't mind it. I've just never heard that. Kind of like when I just randomly started hearing people call Kawhi the Claw. I didn't like that.
Yeah,
but I don't mind it now. You like that?
I'm a big fan of that nickname. That's great.
That's stupid to me.
Why?
That's just a dumb nickname. What?
A little voice crack.
No, that's a stupid nickname. Does he have big hands?
Yes. Yeah. They're huge.
Well, so does everybody else in the NBA.
But he just takes the ball.
It makes sense now that he's on the Raptors, I guess, because their logo kind of has the claw.
Yeah.
But pretty apparently.
Sure he sued Nike because they were using his.
He did.
Apparently, he created that nickname for himself, like, years ago when he was still in the Spurs. And that's where it really doesn't make sense.
Is that when he's still yelling, Boardman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he was yelling Boardman during the finals.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
I liked that.
I kind
of
like it.
I liked that video on Twitter where he was, like, making fun of how Kawhi was going to celebrate. Yeah. Like, wrote in his journal, like,
Boardman goes to sleep.
Now Boardman will rest or whatever it said.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, that was really good. Okay. Official sports headline that doesn't matter. Clay's dad saying no doubt he will re-sign with the Warriors. Every time someone's dad says something, it's wrong.
Who's the last one that did that?
LeVar. But he was right, but now he's wrong.
LeVar's an idiot.
Because Lonzo just got traded. So he's wrong now.
And he also did say that that's the worst move the Lakers will ever make.
Yeah,
and
he said they wouldn't ever win another championship.
Which is just not true.
You know who's never going to win a championship? The Pelicans. Not no once. Chance.
Nice arena, though. Smoothie King Arena?
Yeah.
R.I.P. Smoothie King.
Where'd he go?
Nowhere. I just used to work at Smoothie King, and I don't anymore.
Oh.
So R.I.P.
Yeah.
But,
I think the Pelicans will make the playoffs first year.
No.
No, they're making the playoffs.
I think they'll be an 8 seed or a 7 seed. No, I think they'll get
they're
in.
They're making the playoffs.
No, because you got now you've got the Lakers, the Rockets, the Warriors, they're in. Portland's in. Who else?
New Orleans.
No, the Clippers are back in for sure.
Are they, though? Mm-hmm. They're old.
Mavericks are a sleeper.
Luka's nasty. He better win Rookie of the Year.
Luka, this is what Luka looks like. You know that there's always that kind of chunky frat boy kid?
Yeah.
That's what Luka looks like playing basketball.
Yep.
But he's good.
He just balls
makes
out.
Everything he throws up.
Like, but he's like the kid who, like, came to the school from Europe, like, out of country or whatever. He was like a foreign exchange student in high school, and he just really loved it. And so he, like, joins a frat, and he can smash, like, a 30 rack by himself, and no one knows how. That's Luka.
But he just does it.
He just does it.
In basketball.
He doesn't say anything about it either.
Yes,
he
there.
Smashes a 30 rack. He's stone cold sober.
He's just there.
Okay, yeah. We mentioned it in our Instagram story. We got VHS tape reviews coming soon.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
Due to Nardi's extensive collection of VHS tapes.
That's what we do around here.
Also, Romper Takeover 2K19 photo shoot coming January 2020.
While you're at it, follow our Instagram at student_section_ and our Twitter at SSSports_.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. This has been Student Section. Jordan, Nardi, Joby, thanks for listening. See you next time.